The leukemia patients' lives in the impoverished Gaza Strip remain in danger as they have not received medications for over 11 months. The Ministry of Health expects that the patients are to suffer severe complications if they don't get their medication promptly.
الحصار الإسرائيلي المفروض على قطاع غزة العام السابع على التوالي.
The Israeli blockade, which was imposed on Gaza 7 years ago, and the closure of entry into Gaza resulted in not having the medicines available. The leukemia patients do suffer the most. They need to be transferred outside Gaza to get their medication. Their lives are at risk.
According to the Palestinian Center for Human Rights, the suffering of leukemia patients has multiplied since December last year, as the Gleevec 400 milligrams TAP treating such a disease completely ran out from the blood department pharmacy at Shifa Hospital.
The delay in getting the drugs only complicates our condition. The drug doses must be regular. Otherwise, we will have to deal with other symptoms. Traveling to get our medication has always been very tiring.
Tens of essential medication is no longer available in pharmacies in Gaza hospitals. The leukemia patients suffer the high expenses of traveling outside and the lack of medication inside. The Ministry of Health is trying its best to find a solution to the crisis.
The required medicines can only be obtained through the Ministry of Health in the occupied West Bank, as it is not available in Gaza. However, they have not received their medication for over 11 months.
The Ministry of Health calls on acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas to immediately intervene in order to save those patients by instructing the Ministry of Health in Ramallah to provide their required medications promptly and regularly. Hala Safadi, Press TV, Gaza.